Welcome to Nutty Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of agentic workflows with DeepSeek R1. This open-source reasoning LLM is making waves, but its true potential lies in these powerful workflows. Buckle up, folks.
Agentic workflows? Sounds intense. I've heard the buzz about R1, but what's so special about these workflows, and why aren't more people talking about them?
Great question. R1 is amazing, but it can be slow. These workflows combine R1's reasoning power with faster LLMs like Llama or Qwen. Think of it like having a super smart consultant on call for your quick-thinking project manager, Llama Qwen.
So the fast LLM handles the general conversation and calls on R1 when it needs some serious brain power. That's clever. How does this work in practice?
Exactly. We'll use small agents by Hugging Face. It's a simple framework that makes setting up this agentic RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation, super easy. Everything runs locally, even with the R1 distill models. So no cloud needed.
Local? Even better. Walk me through this setup. What's the architecture like?
Picture this. The fast LLM gets a user query. It thinks, and if it needs external knowledge, it uses a special R1-powered RAG tool. This tool retrieves context from a vector database, feeds it to R1 for in-depth analysis, and returns the insights to the fast LLM.
So it's like R1 is a specialized tool in the fast LLM's toolbox? Got it. What about the vector database? What's that about?
The vector database is our knowledge base. It stores information as embeddings, making it easy to find relevant context. We'll use ChromaDB for this, and it's super straightforward to set up locally. You just load your PDFs, chunk them, create embeddings, and bam, instant knowledge base.
PDFs? You mean we can just feed R1 research papers or articles?
Precisely. I use some fake data generated by Claude for this example, but the possibilities are endless. Imagine analyzing market trends or, even cooking recipes with a knowledge base of culinary techniques.
That's amazing. And this all runs locally, you said?
Yep, using a Llama. It lets you run large language models locally, and it's compatible with the OpenAI API. One thing to note is you'll want to increase the context limit for these models. It defaults to something really small, but it's an easy fix. The instructions are in the repo. Trust me, it makes a huge difference.
Okay, so a Llama for local LLMs, small agents for the workflow, ChromaDB for the knowledge base, it's all coming together. But how well does this actually perform?
It's impressive, even with the smaller R1 distill models. I tested it with a competitor analysis question, and it pulled relevant info from the fake data and provided a coherent comparison. There are some quirks with small agents, like parsing thinking tokens, but the overall result is really good. Plus, the Gradio UI shows the agent's thinking process step by step. It's pretty neat.
Quirks aside, this is mind-blowing. This kind of agentic RAG setup could revolutionize how we access and process information. It's like having a personalized research assistant.
Absolutely. And this is just a simple example. I'm planning a more robust implementation with LangGraph and Pantic AI. Think larger knowledge bases, more complex workflows. The possibilities are endless. That's all for today's deep dive into agentic RAG with DeepSeek R1. We hope you found this insightful. And remember to check out the code and resources in the show notes. Goodbye, and we'll catch you next time on Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.